peace on earth they're having, I think, is probably taking effect of some kind. I think they've got an order not to shoot. Although the Vietnamese don't have that order, there's a lot of shooting going on. I guess that's what the airplane is doing, working. So maybe this something's going to happen here, honey. Maybe they're going to peace on earth by the end of the year. Well, I hope to quit the shooting, and I hope they get everything organized so you and I can get out here together for a couple of years. I'd like to get my qualification changed to an FSR without the L. I don't know what that means, but it might. Excuse me, it might mean an. I could go down to Manila and work for a couple of years and then go South America for a couple of years. Pretty soon I'd have enough years in to retire. Wouldn't that be something? I guess there's no law against me drawing wages from the Navy and also drawing wages from the State Department. The President, Lyndon Johnson, retired from the presidency, and he also retired from the Senate, so he's got two pensions, making him $100,000 a year or something, more or less. So my little $10,000 won't be much, will it? Won't be $10,000. Shoot. If I could get $10,000, I'd be happy. How much pension you got coming, honey? You must have an awful lot. You worked a long time. Well, let's see. What did I have good happen today? Oh, yes. I went to church for the first time. There was part of my afternoon. Now, I was up at the compound looking for a television set so I could watch a football game. And I walked into the playroom or the lounge room of the enlisted men, and there was a Catholic chaplain setting up his table and his cross and so forth. And he said hello, and I said hello, and I turned around and walked out, and I stopped by the as I was going out, I saw a sergeant I knew, and I stopped by and said hello, and I said, they have church. What time does church start? He said, it starts at right now. He said, starting in the mess hall. And I said, oh, I thought it was in here. He said, oh, that's the Catholic, the Protestants in the mess hall. So by golly, I went in and went to church today for the first time. There was there was eight of us in there. And I didn't even know they had church. And I was kind of moaning to myself that there wasn't any Protestant church I could go to. And there they have one at 2:30 and 2:15 in the Sunday afternoon, and I didn't even know about it. But I'll bet it gets a little better publicity sometime. I should have been probably notices on the bulletin board over there, and I don't read them. And probably a lot of guys don't read them, but I'll bet you, well, they do pass the word down there, I guess, over the loudspeaker. So probably it's just me that don't get the word. But I got it now, and I'll go to church. And I'll say a little prayer for you, okay? Gee, when I just think it, I've only got a week to go, and I'll be coming home your way. Won't that be nice? I'll be real pleased. And I bet you will, too. But, gee, the time is so short. Boy. Well, time is short. But we'll make this Christmas holiday ours. we'll try and we'll talk about getting you back here by Christmas or whenever they start. They should start the holidays about the 20th, about on your birthday. Then I'll have to go and find a place to for us to stay. And I'll have to get off, I guess. I can get off 10 days, something like that, I think. Maybe I won't have to charge it to my leave. That's what I like to do. I don't have to charge it to my leave. Well, that'd be cheating, and I don't want to cheat anybody. And I play it straight and square, and honest Carly and honest Florence. And I hope that you and the maids get along good. Everybody's happy. I'm doing real good, and I sure do love you, honey. This, I'm sorry that it takes me so long to get this tape out, but, well, it's long to me. You don't know how long it is. You'll just play it and not say anything. And say, gee, this only happens a half an hour. But I don't know how long it runs even. I guess about 15 or 20 minutes. I hope your recorder's doing good. You say you got a good tape, so you must be getting good tapes from me. Because this machine of mine will make good tapes. Well, I was thinking when I come back, one of the guys wanted me to buy him a... the club wanted me to buy a television set. But one of the guys here's got one, and they're going to sell it to him when... he's going to sell his to the club when he leaves. He's leaving in about December sometime. You take care of everything in Manila till I get there, will you, honey? And you write a lot of nice letters to our folks, and you tell them everything's fine. Write to my dad quite a bit, because he's getting to be 88 or 89, and I've only written once to him and got a nice letter back from Elvira, so first chance I get, I guess I'll sit down and write, although my typewriter hasn't been working too good because electricity isn't so strong. I need more power on it, I guess. So maybe I better hook it into 220 and see if I can get it souped up. It don't run very good now. My air conditioner don't run good, but this is a cool country from what I'm used to. But I get lonesome, honey, and I miss you quite a bit. And I think of you every day, and I hope, and I know that you're happy, and I hope when we get together that everything will be real sweet, and I know it will. Because you're a real sweet person. I think you're about the best gal I ever married. And I mean it. You're the best gal that ever come out of Lafayette, Colorado. And I know a lot of them. You're the sweetest thing that ever lived. And I just think of holding you in my arms and hanging on to you and feeling your heart beat. Somebody got to scratch my itch that I got on my back. I got the heat rash a little bit. I haven't been able to. I lean up against the door jamb every now and then and give her a good scratching. But I need somebody that'll